New books. How far have you gone? Because he knows that when he's traveling, he has to take my books. He said, I have to take your books. If there are 26,000 people there, if 1,000 people buy my books, you know what that is? That is April. But right now, it's putting me under pressure. Where are your books? Where is the book you said you're writing? Do you know where you will be in 2009? Listen, it's not difficult to be where God wants you to be. All you need to do is know it first of all. Listen, when a man or a woman puts something in their heart, it comes to pass. Comes to pass. Look at Obama, at least in our very eyes. If anyone told you, would you have believed? But he put it in his heart. When everyone was telling him it's impossible, he said it in his heart. And today, did God do it or didn't God do it? Where are you? It's good to know where you want to be. Now they have been searching everything about Obama, trying to find skeletons in his cupboard. You know that they couldn't find. Why? That guy knew from childhood, I want to be president. And he knows I want to be president means they will dig up some things. And he kept himself because he saw where he was going. You have to see where you're going. No matter where you are, even right now, I don't care how messed up you are. I am asking God to remove you from that place and bring you back to the place of obedience. May the Lord bring you back to the place of victory. May he bring you to the place of testimony. Let there be a shift in the realm of the spirit that will take you to the place of your prophetic destiny. Let somebody say a loud amen. Amen. That is the plan of God, to take you to where he wants you to be. Question number two. The first question God asks, where are you? Second question of God. Genesis chapter 3 verse 11. When God asked Adam, where are you? Adam said, I'm hiding because I'm naked. And verse 11, God said, who told you that you were naked? Who told you that you are naked? Who you listen to in 2009 is important. Who you listen to in your life is important. What you listen to is important. Who speaks into your life is important. Some of us will need to cut off from some friends. People who feed you with negatives. God said, Adam, who told you are naked? I did not tell you are naked. So, who told you are naked? Who have you been listening to? Praise the Lord. I share a story that I heard. There was an exam. And some boys went in for the exam. They sat down, the invigilator entered. And the invigilator said, sit down, everybody. They all sat down. I said, I have four questions here. Number one, two, three, you can attempt. Number four, maybe you shouldn't bother because nobody has ever passed number four. And he sat down, the guy started the exam. When they finished the exam, he marked the papers. Marked all the papers. And noticed that every boy in the class passed number four. They didn't do it. They left it. Only one boy did number four. Every other person did one, two, three. Just because of what the guy said. Only one boy attempted number four and he passed it. The whole class did one, two, three. Only that boy did one, two, three, four. And the teacher called him. Say, how come everybody else did one, two, three? Why did you do number four? Were you not there when I said nobody has ever passed it? The guy said I was not in class. What you hear determines how far you want to go. Who you listen to determines how far you want to believe God. Who told you are naked? Who told you are a failure? Who told you can't make it? That's what God was saying. I didn't tell you are naked. Who told you are naked? Who told you're too old to get married? Who told you? I didn't tell you. That's what God is saying. I didn't tell you. Who told you're too old to succeed in life? Who told you? I didn't tell you. God didn't tell you. Who told you? Tell your neighbor, look into their eyes and say, who told you? Who told you you can't make it? Who told you? Who told you you can't succeed? Who told you you can't win? You only listen to people that will bring positive change. Anybody that will bring you down, run from there. Who told you? Who told you? You know, we just hear all kinds of things. Like I said in the morning, the most quoted person in this world that everybody quotes is somebody. Somebody said they are laying off everybody. People are losing their jobs. Somebody said. Somebody said because of economic depression, everybody is losing their jobs. Somebody said that the bank, they can't give you mortgage. Somebody said you can't start business in this season. Somebody said they hate black people in that office. Somebody said everybody's dying of cancer. Somebody, who is that somebody? Who are you listening to? You need to know who that somebody is that everybody's talking about. Somebody said, somebody said, somebody said you can't get married when you reach this age. Somebody said, one doctor said you can't eat this. If you eat this, you die. You get all kinds of emails. If you put tea in microwave, it will spoil. It will cause this. If you drink this, it will cause cancer. Jesus. Be careful what you hear. Be careful what you're listening to. You know, I'm sleeping at night. My CD is on. He's on. I'm playing worship. I'm coming back to the heart of worship. And it's all about you. All through the night. I just put it on. You are checking electric bill. And so you can't put on CD that will bless your life. Even in my sleep, I'm hearing it. God will make a way where there seems to be 24/7. Is going on all through the night. As I'm sleeping, my spirit is picking it. I don't sit down where people are talking negative. When they start this economic depression talk, I shift. I go somewhere else. Why? Does it mean I don't know there's economic depression? I know. But why are you telling me? Because you will often react to what you hear. I heard another story of the elephant. They took this elephant into a place and they tied the elephant such that the elephant can only go around a particular circle. They wanted to use it in the circus. So they were training it to be going around one circle. Just go around that circle. And after a while, they removed the things they tied and let the elephant go. But the elephant in the mind was used to that circle. So even without the rope, the elephant still kept going. Many of us are saying generational curses. The yoke is broken. Your soul has escaped. But because you cannot imagine it in your mind that you are free, you're looking at your brothers and sisters. Nobody ever accomplished this. You're looking at your lineage. You're looking at your family background. You're looking at your bank account. And so your mind cannot think about how far you can go. The elephant continued to circle the same space because that is what it is used to. May the Lord bring freedom to our mind. Whatever you think you can achieve. David went to the battle to fight. You know what they told him? You are a shepherd. Read your Bible. He said, David, you are a shepherd. In other words, shepherds do not fight. People want you to believe certain things. You know, you're a young woman, you're single, you're blessed. You can ride a car. They say, if you get a car, nobody will marry you. And so you hide all your wealth and suffer. Why? Because that is the figment of your imagination. Isn't it why the Bible says your traditions have made the word of God of no effect? Tradition. You are looking at what happened to the other person. Tradition. You are looking at what happened to that person. You are looking at how they laid off jobs in this office. They laid off jobs does not mean that people are not getting jobs. I shared in the morning, a brother got a job in this season and they gave him a company car. Just young graduate. Gave him a company car. Who told you you're naked? Who told you you come from a background that is it cannot make it? Who told you? Who told you you're too short? Who told you? You know, I made them laugh in the morning. I shared this story. growing up in back home in Nigeria, when I was small, when people see me in class, primary school, secondary school, they would do this.
They do their hands like this.
You know what that means?
Look at me.
That means big eyes. Huh? And I'll start crying. As far as I was concerned, I had the ugliest eyes on earth. And I believed it for years. I lived with it for years. If you ever asked me, what would you like to change about your body? I would have told you my eyes. Because people used to laugh at my eyes. Everybody used to make, once I do anything in class, if I talk, they'll do this. That's to say, big eyes. And you know, as a child, it tortured me. I felt it. And then I grew up, I think I was about 18. I got into university. And in Nigeria, the university session starts in September, October. You enter September, October. And October, there's something we call October Rush. When you hear October Rush is when the new girls come into campus and the young guys are trying to chase them. That's the rush, rushing for girls. So we call it October Rush. And in October Rush, you find that all the guys are moving. I'm walking with my friends, and you hear them say, "The girl with the beautiful eyes, the girl." And for a long time, I didn't know they were talking about me. I thought they were talking about somebody. Because for years, I had believed a lie. I want you to do this. Do this is a prophetic act. Every lie that you believe about yourself, let it come out of your heart. Remove it from your hearts. Remove it from your system. They tell you England is a leveler. It is not true. Remove it. Drop it. Every lie that you believed, you will make it. I said you will make it. Huh? When they said you won't survive, you will survive. You will succeed. Don't listen to what people are saying. God was basically telling Adam, I did not tell you were naked. I did not tell you were poor. I did not tell you are too old for marriage. I did not tell you are too old to have a child. I did not tell you are too old to start again. So, who told you? Third question, John chapter 21, verse 15. God speaking to Peter. We're looking at the questions of God. If you just came in, the questions of God. It's a very reflective teaching. John 21 verse 15 says, John 21 verse 15. When they had finished eating the meal, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of Jonas," or son of John, "do you truly love me more than these?" God just fed them and said, "Peter, this food I gave to you, do you love me more than this?" Ask your neighbor, do you love God more than this? More than the things he provides? That's what God was asking Peter. Do you truly love me more than this? Peter answered, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my lambs." Again, Jesus asked him in verse 16, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you truly love me?" He answered, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Take care of my sheep." The third time, Jesus asked him the same question, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?" Peter was angry because Jesus asked him the same question three times. "Do you love me?" Then he said to Jesus, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. You know all things, Lord. You know I love you." Now, let's go to that question. The word love in the Bible, there are three words for love. But because English, watch this. English language is limited. So when they translate it to English, they say love, love, love. But when you break it down, listen, what this is what was happening. The word Jesus used as love is different than the word that Peter used when he answered. Jesus said to Peter, "Peter, do you agape me?" Agape means love without conditions. Not love. You know, some husbands are telling the wife, I love you, but you, do you love me? Some wives are telling their husbands, I love you, but you, do you love me? That is not agape. That is not unconditional love. Is somebody listening to me? Jesus said to Peter, Peter, do you agape me? Do you love me more than what I give you? Do you love me beyond the things that I can do for you? Do you truly agape me? And Peter replied, yes, Jesus, I feel you. Filio is another kind of love. Filio is platonic love. I have just brotherly love for you. Because Peter had said somewhere else before that, Jesus, we have left everything and we have followed you. Peter, as far as he was concerned, I have done enough. This is how far I want to go. I've left my family, I've left my business, and I have followed you. Sometimes it is tough to follow God. Hello. But there is victory when you follow God. I remember, keep going back to this story, when I was going to come to England. My husband had left in January 1995 to come. I didn't want to come. I considered everything. I was at the peak of my career. And I said, no. I arranged with my boss. My boss said, 5 times we will send you to England. You come on training. You just will pay as if you're going for training. You go and see your husband 5 times and come back. We'll pay flight, pay everything. Give you Esther code, everything. And I didn't want to come. And my mother came home and visited me. And she said this to me. She said to me, I didn't know that was the last time I would see her. She said to me, when you go to England, she said, you will go. And when you go to England, do not do a secular job. She said, serve your God. And she said to me, because God never owes anybody. She said to me, Elijah was a servant of God. Elijah performed 16 recorded miracles. And when he was about to go, Elisha came to him and said, I want double portion of your anointing. And by the time Elisha died, my mother said, Elisha recorded 31 miracles. And she said, in the heart of a carnal man, you would have calculated God was still owing Elisha one. She said, my daughter, God does not owe anybody. You know the story better than I do. This day came, a woman died in the village where Elisha was living. And they took her corpse they were going to bury. On the way, they heard that there was battle. And in the panic, they carried the coffin and they threw it down. Bam. Fortunately, that coffin fell on Elisha's graveside. And the coffin began to shake. The woman rose up that was dead. My mother said, God completed it 32. God does not owe anybody. Do you love me? Do you agape me? Am I glad that I listened to my mother? Yes, I did. I'm looking beyond the physical, the money. I'm looking beyond it. Some people talk, you know, when people talk, you love pastors love money. If I love money, I won't be here. Trust me. I will not be here. There's no money in this. When I talk money,